Here is the commentary for the Chapter 6 assignment. Are you looking at it? Make sure you have it up there because we're going to read from it here now. Using the cost of convenience slide, that's slide number 32 in the Chapter 6 presentation, use that as your guide. You're going to create a table with at least 6 entries. Now, if you use potatoes, go get your own data, all right? All right. The first entry will be the cost of the food item in its raw, unprocessed state for 5 ounces. And why do we use 5 ounces? Because 5 ounces is a normal serving size, 4 to 5 ounces. It's about as big as a little bit bigger than a pack of cards, a little bit smaller than your fist. Easier examples of foods to use are sugar, rice, beans, oats, corn, wheat, any staple. Although it is possible to choose them, items that would be harder to research and calculate include dairy products and meats and most fruits and vegetables, because they're not usually the main item in a processed food. The main items in processed foods are usually the staples: sugar, rice, beans, corn, oats. Now, you get the one item in its raw, uncooked, unprocessed state. The next 5 or more entries in the table will be examples of the food item in processed products, where the food item is the main ingredient. So, the example says if you choose rice, plain, unprocessed, uncooked rice would be your first entry, right? 10-pound bag, 25-pound bag. You could then research rice cereals, Rice Krispies, rice cakes, rice noodles, rice pasta, rice milk, rice ice cream, rice pudding. Do you understand? In order to correctly compare products, you must calculate the cost of each item for 5 ounces, because that's a serving size. And the formula is the food price times 5 ounces divided by the number of ounces. So, for example, if the cost of the item is $2.59 and the package weighs 10 ounces, you would multiply $2.59 times 5 and then divide by 10 ounces, and that's $1.29.5, which is not rounded off. You could round it off to $1.30. It's up to you. Now, here's the kicker for the British, actually now called the United States Standard System. If they give you the weight in pounds, you have to multiply the pounds times 16 ounces per pound, right? Great system, huh? A spreadsheet program makes constructing the table easier, and if you use a spreadsheet, you get a bonus point for sorting your results and creating a bar chart, a column chart, which looks really, really snazzy. Now, hint, if you find yourself having trouble doing the assignment, see if you can create the exact same slide in the presentation using potatoes, but as I said, go get your own. Go do your own research. Get your own prices. Students have told me that this has been an eye-opening experience for them. They realize that when you buy processed foods, you are really, really spending a lot more money than when you buy it in the unprocessed, uncooked, raw state. What is the cost of convenience? Now you understand why advertisers are trying to get you to buy their product, because they make a ton of money off of these things. See ya!